I'm a recovering egg. My name's Hanif. And the first thing I always do is thank God for life. And Narcotics Anonymous for showing me how to live. With that, I am forever. I'm forever, ever. Ever, 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 ever grateful. You know, it's an honor and a privilege. And I don't ever want to take this lightly or for granted. You know, that God has allowed me to be a servant. But all of us are servants. It just depends on what you do with your gift. I'm going through a lot of emotions and feelings, and I can't thank Narcotics Anonymous enough for what y'all have done for me, what y'all have instilled in me for right now. Because I always tell myself I got a right now disease. It don't care about yesterday. It really don't. I mean, that's my reference point, but it really don't care about yet. It want to get me right now. You know what I mean? It's like by any means necessary. Happiness, sadness, sorrow, success. His job is just to get me. And through being here and being open-minded, I understand that. You know, I need to say this. We're not in competition with one another. I'm not up here to try to outshare Eric or Stephanie. I'm up here to share my experience, my strength, and my hope, and where life has taken me today. Through sorrow, I had just lost one of my best friends, my sponsee. I mean, I love this guy, Nate Dear. But through the joy that he gave me, see, I wanted to turn it into a sorrow meeting, because life and death is happiness. And he taught me so much. Because sponsorship is a two-way street. You know what I mean? It's never one-sided. He was there for me in the good times and the bad times. But check this out. Only through open-minded, you know, I was looking up the definition for a counterfeit. Forgive me. I don't see counterfeit open-mindedness, willingness, and honesty in none of our literature. I mean, we slick people, but I don't see it. I know I can be counterfeit, but what is counterfeit? I can be a phony. I can't be misleading. I can't be a liar. But if I stay into the counterfeit, I'm going to get high. I ain't going to get... Look, I ain't even going to tell you what I might get high off. But I'm going to get high because when sorrow come, when death come, when all these things come, and I don't want to feel and deal, I'm going to make an excuse to do what I need to do and play that old thing I ain't there yet. I've always been like this. Or I'll use the good one when my friend died. I'm hurting. So the excuse is I could do something to feel the hurt. Let it be a trick. Let it be a high. Let it be overworking. Let it be overeating. Because I don't want to feel the sorrow of the loss. See, we're talking about, man, what Narcotics Anonymous has prepared my life for. I just can't, like, put it to the side because I'm hurt. So, look, God taught me this a long time ago. When you're going through a negative, you got to find the positive. The positive is he was a blessing. See, I got to hurt. The problem come in, man, when I stay in the hurt. See, you can't stay hopeless. Because when I go hopeless, I don't just go hopeless, Eric. I go to utter desperation. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I don't wash, I don't answer the phone, I don't make meetings. My lies become my reality. I can't even tell the truth no more because I don't know it. Because I'm in pain. What do they call it? I got a cluttered spirit. My spirit is cluttered because I'm hurt. How do I get out of the hurt? Because what? I'm around people that love me, but when they talk about my friend, I'm hurting. What's the counterfeit? Are you all right, honey? Yeah. I'm getting through. And the reality is, no! I'm not. Only through them can I get free. Time take time. But I'm a right now person. Crystal, I wanted to stop right fucking now. I wanted to hurt to go right now. I come to a confession and I see my friend all over the place. But that's also the gift that he can affect, that you can affect somebody so much that they miss you. It goes from hurt to the blessing. You become the blessing that you was here to affect somebody's life so you can affect them, so you can affect them. And you just say, I miss my friend. I miss my friend. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not even a day going to even quote this and quote that and do. Hey, Lord. Sometimes you just got to go back and just look at the person next to you and just say some shit like, are you all right? Yeah. When the last time you asked somebody, not in sorrow, but just how you, are you okay? What happened to the simple loving hug make all the difference? Because I got to stay open. I didn't know if I wanted to come. No, that's a lie. That's counterfeit. I know I wanted to come because my friend wanted me to come. My sponsee wanted me to come. I just celebrated 26 years clean through God's grace and mercy. Through God's grace and mercy. The day of my anniversary, he spoke to me and put it on Facebook. That was the last time I talked to him. Right? Everybody need to be missed. Here go the question. What are you doing to be missed?
No, come on, man. Come on, man.
What's your epitaph gonna say? And check this out. I tell the truth, man, no. I tell the truth. You either loved him or you hated him. Because I ain't gonna sit up there and like, oh, he was this. You know how you get like, bring out all that. He was a wonderful person. He ain't never hurt nobody. He was just, no. He did some shit. Because we all do some shit. You either liked him or you didn't like him. Just like you either gonna like me or you don't like me. Because this is a real program. This ain't no fantasy. It's not. Through my open-mindedness, it taught me to be empathetic to people. Is that a word? Empathy. It taught me this. Enjoy life. You don't know what's going to happen when you go out the door. Don't just, because we say just live life today like it's the last day, but you still got to understand what kind of last day are you going to live. That don't mean just go out and do crazy stuff. That mean like make it better for the person that's going to be here when you're gone. That's what I try to, that's what Narcotics Anonymous teaches me, man. I'm always want to be the best person. I came down here, man, and my car broke down. Oh, it was crazy. And I was mad. I was upset. But I was telling a friend of mine, they ride me. I told them, check this out. But the blessing was that I got a ride back. The blessing was that I didn't get hit waiting for a month. You got to look at the blessing and not the mess. If I stay in the mess, I'm going to walk around with the old me. Old me, old me. Do you know how vital it is that we help one another here? Do you know this? I want for my sister and brother what I want for myself. And what is that? Just a peace of mind. It ain't got to be a lie. Can't nobody tell you what your peace of mind is. Because I might think it's supposed to be more, but if it's enough for you, it's enough. If you want to be a burger flipper at McDonald's, just be the best burger flipper at McDonald's. Don't let nobody say you ain't supposed to be flipping burgers. That might be your aspiration, to flip a burger. I was sitting there a long time just thinking and thinking and thinking. I didn't want to turn this into a sad, morbid, like, thing. Because life is here to enjoy. Do you know everybody in here is blessed? Do you know you blessed? See, I could tell you you blessed, but it's only when you understand that you blessed that the blessing comes. We get kids back that we never thought we'd get. We get jobs where we help people. God blessed me with a job, and the job that he blessed me with, I help men get their kids back out of the foster system. I never thought that would be possible. Never. It's a struggle trying to get men to get their kids out of the foster system. But my man said it a long time ago, keep hope alive. We all deserve a chance. Do you have the ability to be open when you think you're doing right, but people tell you you're doing wrong, and you have the ability to accept, I need to take a look at myself? It was always this analogy I used. If you call me a frog, I say, ribbit. You call me a frog, I might hop. But the time a fourth person call me a frog, I'm a frog. I can't say I ain't no damn frog. And if you can't connect what I'm saying, maybe you're a frog. I'm here. I don't know how many of y'all been up here. Some of the people I know, y'all be up here. You ever be up here and you look around and you see people's expressions and you be saying to yourself, like, do they get it? Do the fuck they get it? Because some people, but you have to allow that to happen because everybody got their process. But we love each other so much, we want you to get it so bad, we want to say shit like, please get it. Please get it. Please, you can get through death. Please, you can get through other diseases. Please, you can get your kids back. Just please hold on. Please share the message. Please give hope. Please look at the person next to you and feel them in pain just to say, are you all right? Are you all right? Where is the simple loving heart? And don't let me do Eric. Cut me off. Please don't allow that to happen. Don't say you love me and see me in the street 4 o'clock in the morning and don't ask me why I'm out here. And then come to the meeting and say, I seen Hanif in the street 4 o'clock and you don't ask me why I'm out there. I ain't going to the Chinese store. Give yourself the gift to laugh. It's nothing like this. I miss my friend, but I know he would tell me this. Laugh, Hanif. Remember me. I'm going to say this too. When things go wrong, don't choose sides. Don't fucking choose sides. That don't help the person. Don't choose that. You're neutral. I might love you more than ever, but that don't mean I don't care what affects them. Ari said we make mistakes. I feel him. He going to tell on me. But he ain't get the fuck in there. I ain't got some shit. You know what I mean? But you know, man, I need to come to share my pain, my hope, my solution. Because Narcotics Anonymous is about solutions. We all know what it was like to use. If you ain't know what it was like to use, I don't think you'd be here 1 o'clock in the morning worried like, damn, why am I here? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But if I could give you anything through being open and honest and make friends, leave your legacy. It's about your legacy. If you can leave a legacy, if you could just leave this legacy and it'll be like, I made him smile. I don't know how much that means to you, but that means a whole lot to me, like, I made him smile. So, you know, I don't know if I rambled. I don't know what I shared. You know what I mean? But I thank all my friends because y'all truly support me. I've gotten so many friends. I thank all of y'all from the bottom of my heart. And I thank Gigi for sliding this sign over here. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.